Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Webster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive towards the mound. McLish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamner is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. There goes Power. The throw from Berberet to second, and Power is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bud Podbielen now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bud Podbielen. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Sicott now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive towards center. Pearsall catches it and throws to second to double up Keene. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxas pinch hits for Granny Hamner. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Baxas now playing third base. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Ray Webster. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Al Sicott. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin now playing second base. Hal Narragon now catching. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 3 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baxes is called out on strikes. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Power reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.